אנחנו בתלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך וב, דף אלף, תף.
So we're on page 1691 in the sixth volume of Tess. Item 6, the words of Dari. Item 6, again. Test volume 6, page
1691.
So first let's read item 5 at the top.
So we're in item 5 first. We will first clarify all the details, even though there are many. The essence of the diminishment is not less than one point in the Yud.
Meaning here he wants to explain the itkalelut of the Zeranpin and Nukva in general, and what ways and what kind of relations could they have. This is what he means by now. We shall clarify about the Zeranpin and the Malchut in general, and even though that there are many details, the Tachlit of the Miut of the Nukva is just one dot. It can't be less than a dot, Nekuda. This is what we say about the Ibur that's included of Yud 10, which is called the last Malchut. In her, meaning the diminution of the Malchut is Nekuda, and its development is, the purpose of its development is one, that it will have all of its 10 Sefirot. Malchut has to grow for this. Two, for her to be with Zeranpin, Panim Befanim, on a completely equal degree. And the third thing is for both of them to use one Keter, which is what the Yareach accused Kitreg, that this is the kind of completion that they have to come to.
Item 6. The thing is that it is known from that from Tiferet of Ima, Keter of Zeranpin was made. When it rises up there,
that Malchut ascends up to the Keter of Zeranpin, up to the Tiferet of Ima,
and her keter will be in Tiferet of Ima as him, their keter will be equal, and the two will become one, because both of them will be Prinat Tiferet de Ima, which is one sphira.
Because the lower that rises to the upper becomes like it.
And then she will not have to receive its illumination by Zeranpin, rather both will receive their illumination from Ima.
From the Tiferet of Ima.
Each on his own. And they won't need each other. And Zon will be equal, just like Abba Veima, as mentioned in the Idra. Abba Veima, Kechada Nafkin, Kechada Sharin. This is the essence of her growth. And then all the Olamot, all the worlds, are in the essence of correction.
That's it. All of the worlds are being corrected. How? By Malchut rising to the Keter of Zeranpin and connecting to the Tiferet of Ima. And then everything goes into the correction. Read it again.
Again, item 6. The thing is that it is known that from Tiferet of Ima, a keter for Zeranpin is made. And when she too rises up there, and her keter will be in Tiferet of Ima like him, the two keter will be equal, and they will both be one. Because both will be Prinat Tiferet de Ima, which is one sphira. And then she won't need to receive its illumination by Zeranpin. Rather, both will receive their illumination from Ima, each on his own, and they won't need each other. And the Zon will be equal, just like Abba Veima, as mentioned in the Idra. Abba Veima, Kechada Nafkin, Lechechada Sharin. This is the essence of her growth. Then all the Olamot are in correction.
בסדר.
No, in general. Now, let's go study.
Item 6, Inner Light, page 1691. They both will be Tiferet De'ima, which is one Sefira. And then she won't need to receive their illumination by Zeranpin, but both of them will receive their illumination from Ima. And they will be equal just like Abba Ve'ima. We have to remember here what's written in the fifth part regarding the Zat, Chagat, Nehim, the original ones. And there it's clarified that their essence is Zeranpin and Nukva. And they are only Netzach Ve'hod, the Zat. And the Chagat in them is from the integration of the uppers, Gar, which are Kachab. However, since Kachab came down to be Vak, they were called Chagat. And Chagat Na of Zat are just like Kachab Zon in general. Therefore, they are discerned, they are called five Chasadim or five Gvurot, because their essence is only Chagat Na. And Yesod is only the generality of those five, meaning the general five chasadim. Likewise, Malchut is only general five gvurot, as it's clarified there, lengthily. Therefore, Zon d'Atzilut, that clothed Nehi de'Arich Anpin, when Zeranpin is Netzach de'Arich Anpin, and the Nukva is Prinat Hod de'Arich Anpin, meaning, this is their share in the original nine Sefirot of Arich Anpin, when Zeranpin is Netzach of the original nine Sefirot, and the Nukva is the Hod of the original nine Sefirot, because the Netzach veHod are the essence of the Zon. This is the what causes Nukva to be below Zeranpin, and their degree is not equal, because they are two special Sefirot, one below the other, because Hod is below Netzach, and it has to receive from Netzach.
Is it clear what's going on here? No. We have 10. What is 10? Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvoa, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Right? Good. Now, what's going on?
Netzach Ve'hod.
The Netzach and Hod from all these Sefirot, Netzach is Prinat Ashpa, Zeranpin, and Hod is Prinat Kabbalah, Malchut. So, they are facing each other, Netzach and Hod. They're equal. Equal why? Without bestowal, there's no reception. Without reception, there's no bestowal. The bestower and the receiver, and the corrected state, have to be equal. And none is preferable, neither the receiver nor the bestower. What does the bestower have if no one receives from him? And what does the receiver have if there's no one to bestow? So, in terms of their role, they're equal. What else does he say? But, if we're talking about the order of the expansion, cascading and correction, there is an order, because Netzach is higher than Hod, and therefore is as if more important, or more correctly put, that Hod, Malchut, is Hod, receives from the Netzach, through the Netzach. And therefore, when they ascend the Zeranpin and the Malchut to the Tiferet of Ima, and they clothe there, then as if the Malchut deserves to receive from Ima, just like the Zeranpin, on the one hand. On the other hand, she can directly receive from Ima, but through Zeranpin. Meaning, there's the matter here that either by order of degree from above down, where the Malchut is the lower, after the Tiferet or the Zeranpin, or they're equal. And then It's not less in any way or anything compared with the ima. She also deserves to receive. Now, when she receives through Zeranpin, the question is, what does it mean through? That it's a transition, so it's a transition, so what? It doesn't diminish anything from her. Or is she truly needy of something from the Zeranpin in order to receive from Ima? So there are things here to scrutinize, and this is what we are scrutinizing. We'll later see this in the questions and answers.
And we should not ask here if it will ever be able, if it will ever be possible that Zeranpin and Nukva will be in the same level, because they come to, from two special sefirot, Netzach and Hod, which are one below the other. And this came to her because she was built from the Tzela de Zeranpin, as we explained in Binyan and Nukva. Because by that, the Netzach and the Hod were integrated in one Bechina. And the Nukva took to her share the Netzach de Zeranpin as well. And it turns out that they are both incorporated into one Sefirah.
That Malchut is integrated in the Zeranpin. It's like it says in the Torah, that he took a Tzela from his Tzlaot, well, a rib from his ribs, and from that he created, from Adam, and created the woman.
Therefore, they can both be in the same degree. And in this integration of Netzach Dehod, there are two Bechinot. The first, when Zeranpin, whose origin is Netzach De'arichanpin, comes down and incorporates it in Hod De'arichanpin, by that, he is incorporated with the Nukva in one Sefirah, and they can be in the same degree. The second is that the Nukva, whose Bchina is in Hod De'arichanpin, rises and incorporates in Netzach De'arichanpin. By that, it is incorporated with Zeranpin in one Sefirah, by that, and she can be with him in one degree. The difference between these two kinds of integration is that by Netzach integrating in Hod, even though by this they become in the same level, she still has to receive her abundance from the Sefirah Netzach De'arichanpin, where Zeranpin is extended from. It turns out that even at the time that they are in the same level, she has to receive all her abundance by her husband, Zeranpin. Indeed, by the integration of Hod in Netzach, she is completely as Zeranpin, because now she suckles from Tiferet De'arichanpin, just like Zeranpin, and Zeranpin has no advantage over her.
So it's clear. Yes or no, Niv?
It's clear. It's only there's a question.
Look at your family. You have a family. And how are you at home? The being the boss at home. I'm the boss at home. There are things in which you're greater than she is. There are things in which she is greater than you are. So the same he explains here, what does the Zeranpin have if the Nukva won't be his spouse? Who will he pass the lights on to? How will he pass them on? He won't even grow. He'll be small. Only according to the chisaron of the Nukva does he grow. He is first, he bestows, he passes it on, but it all depends on her chisaron. Right?
Yeah, that's clear.
So what did you want to ask?
What's not clear is how does she... First of all, what is the sort of purpose of this whole process?
Right, we're just talking about different states.
Because it turns out that the corrected state separates Zeranpin and Malchut.
I don't know. I don't know what corrected is yet. Corrected, it says that both of them will integrate in Tiferet of Ima and will receive from her. Sure, she'll receive it from Zeranpin because that's the degree, on the one hand. On the other hand, when she receives through Zeranpin, it doesn't diminish anything from her.
That's the thing. Meaning, anyhow, she receives from Zavanpin.
The ladder of degrees doesn't change, but it doesn't lessen anything from her importance.
So when he incorporates in her, it does lower her importance, and when she incorporates in him, it grows.
Oh, we'll see soon. There are kitrugim here and different other things, and it also depends on Arichanpin. That Netzach and Hod of Arichanpin are Zaranpin and his Zaranpin and Nukva, and the Netzach of Arichanpin belongs to Zaranpin himself, and Arichanpin belongs to the Nukva, to the Malchut, the general one. There are different factors here. We'll see. Let's read, and now we're studying the most important thing around which the rest of creation revives, actually.
Continuing. And everything that is clarified in the grip of Zon in Tanhid Arichanpin is the same in the grip of Tanhid Eima. Because whatever they receive from Arichanpin is only the clothing of Abba Ve'ima, as we know. And these two kinds of divisions of the incorporation of Netzach Vehod in the Arichanpin apply also in Tanhid Eima. In the integration of Netzach and Hod, the Zon are equally in the equal degree. The Nukva has to receive from Netzach Deima. And for this reason, she must receive from Zeranpin, her husband, whose root is in Netzach Deima. However, in the integration of Hod Netzach, the Nukva is already in the Prinat Netzach Deima, and she receives from Tiferet Deima just like Zeranpin. Then he has no advantage over her, and she does not need him anymore.
Read it again, please.
Again, and everything that is clarified by the grip of Zon in Tanhid Arichanpin is the same, exact same, in their grip in Tanhid Eima. Because whatever they receive from Arichanpin is only by clothing in Abba Ve'ima, as we know. And these two divisions of the integration of Netzach de Hod, Netzach and Hod de Arichanpin, apply also in Tanhid Eima.
In Netzach and Hod of Eima. And also the Tanhid Tiferet.
When the integration of Netzach and Hod, in that integration, the Zon are in the equal degree, and the Nukva must receive from Netzach de Eima. And for this reason, she also has to receive from Zeranpin, her husband, whose root is in Netzach Deima. However, when the Hod integrates in Netzach, the Nukva is already in the Prinat Netzach Deima.
And the Itkalelut.
And she receives from Tiferet Deima.
Bitzach Netzach receives from Tiferet. And the Nukva receives from Tiferet like Zeranpin.
And then Zeranpin has no advantage over her anymore. She does not need him anymore.
Well, as if. That's something that we yet have to learn. But this is as if according to the order of the degree. It's not that the Creator has arranged these things for her on purpose from above, that He twisted things this way, but it's according to the traits, the qualities of the Ten Sefirot. This is something that we would have to understand. How is it rooted to begin with? Now,
this is why he says that from Tiferet Avima, a keter was made for Zeranpin. And when she too rises up there, and her keter will be in Tiferet Avima like him, their keter will be equal, and they will both will be as one keter, because they will both be Prinat Tiferet Deima, which is one sefira, and they will not need each other. And Zon will be equal in their existence, just like Abba Ve'ima, Kechad Anafkin, or Kechad Asharin. Meaning, as it was explained, that when the hold rises and incorporates in Netzach, the Nukva is in one Sfira, like Zeranpin, with Zeranpin. And they both have one root called Keter, meaning Tiferet Deima. Because Sfirat Netzach suckles from her upper, which is Tiferet. This is discerned when they both use one Keter, just like the upper Abba Ve'ima. Because the reason that Abba Ve'ima are considered one is because both come from one Sfira, which is Bina De'Arichanpin. Therefore, when they rise to Gar De'Arichanpin and mate over the Maslin, it turns out that then too they use one Keter De'Arichanpin. And all this is since Abba Ve'ima are always one Sfira de Bina De'Arichanpin. And now, when Netzach De'Arichanpin raised Hod up to him, and the Nukva was integrated in his Netzach, the Zon too are incorporated in one Sfira De'Arichanpin, which is Netzach. And for this reason, they both use one Keter, just like Abba Ve'ima.
So, in Tiferet of Arichanpin, this is when they ascend, and this is how they connect. Yeah.
And we should not ask about what Rav said, what Dari says, when the Keter of Abba is higher than Ima's, because Abba took Keter and Chochmah de Bina, and Ima took Bina de Bina. Therefore, she is deficient. She is less than Keter de Abba, in the meaning of Gam and Im.
If you remember, this is something that we studied about in the world of Nikudim. What do all the Sfirot take from the Keter, Abba, and Ima, and Zon? We have this kind of chart.
Because there, it's about Abba Ve'ima in the degree of Sag, meaning when Bina De'Arichanpin in her, meaning the Bina, when Bina De'Arichanpin, where Abba Ve'ima hold, she came out outside of Rosh De'Arichanpin. Here, Rav is talking about Mochin De'Zeranpin, where Abba Ve'ima are in the degree of Ab, meaning when Bina De'Arichanpin rose and became Prinat Rosh and Gar. And then Abba Ve'ima used one Keter for both of them. The reason is simple. Because when Bina De'Arichanpin comes outside of Rosh, all the attributes of Gar she has is because the Gar de Bina are like Chafetz Chesed.
That coming out of the Rosh does not influence her.
And no screen can diminish her, as we explained in the previous part. Indeed, the value of Abba, which is Chochmah, she is still discerned to be deficient of the Rosh. Because in the end, she cannot receive Chochmah because of the Masach, which is under Mochastima. Although Abba, which is Chochmah, is not so limited in the Masach of Mochastima, because the Masach is not rooted at all above Chochmah. And Chochmah from the Arichanpin did not come out of the Rosh, as we know. Therefore, Bina cannot be with him in one Keter when she is outside of Rosh De'Arichanpin. However, after the return of Bina De'Arichanpin to the Rosh, Abba has no advantage over Ima anymore. They both use one Keter, since they are both incorporated in one Sfira De'Arichanpin.
Okay, now we don't exactly understand why did you tell us about this. That in the Rosh of Arichanpin we have Keter, Abba, and Ima. Keter is called Kitra, Abba is called Mochastima, and Ima, that comes out of the Rosh of Arichanpin in order to take care of the Zon. So, in the Rosh of Arich Hanpin we have Chochmah, but beneath the Rosh of Arich Hanpin we have no Chochmah. There, we're talking only about the corrections of Dikna, where there is some illumination from the Rosh to the Guf. So what does he tell us about it? In order to show us what kind of connections could there be between the Zaranpin and the Malchut, in accordance with the different states, where the Bina shines, doesn't shine, the Zon ascend to Tiferet Ovima, and what way are they integrated or not? Why is that important to us? Because our entire correction depends on that. The measure to which the Zaranpin and Nukva can connect between them and their Elyon, upper, and the Nukva is the Ali Elyon. That their entire concern is to receive the Or of Tikkun and Milui from the Ima. So we read something. This isn't simple, but it kind of brings us into the spirit of this part. Maybe we will go to is there something maybe that we should read?
Questions 133, 135, 137. We read it with the friends. 140, 141.
Question Kufmem or what?
Question Kufmem. Question 140, page Aleph Taf Taf Nun. Why is the Keter of Zaranpin from Tiferet Deima? The answer is in page Aleph Taf Taf Nun Tet. Question 140. The question is, why is Keter de Zeranpin is, why is it from Tiferet Deima? The question, answer, Kufmem. Every lower is discerned from below uppers to its upper, and it clothes on the goof of the upper. There is a difference between Partsufim of Ak and Partsufim of Gar de Atzilut and Partsufim of Zon de Atzilut. Because in Ak and in Gar, each of them has a grip of all the 10 Sfirot of Rosh De Elyon. Therefore, it clothes the entire Guf De Elyon from the Pe and below. However, Zon don't hold on to all the 10 Sfirot of Rosh De Arachim De Abba Ve'ima, but only the Tanhi De Rosh of Abba Ve'ima alone. Because in Chabad Chagat de Abba Ve'ima, they have no part. There, the Chasadim are covered. Therefore, the Bchina below, from above downwards, that Abba Ve'ima, that the Zon clothed, does not clothe all the goof of Abba Ve'ima, but only from the Chazeh and below, meaning to the same extent that it holds to the Rosh of Abba Ve'ima, so does he clothe their goof. Therefore, the lower third of Tiferet Deima is Bchinat Keter de Zeranpin. Therefore, the lower third of Tiferet Deima is Keter de Zeranpin.
You can read the question, the answer again.
Again, question 140. Why is Keter de Zeranpin from Tiferet Deima? Why is Keter de Zeranpin from Tiferet Deima? Answer 140. Any lower is discerned from above downwards to its upper, and it clothes the upper goof. There is a difference between the Partsufim of Ak, the Partsufim of Gar de Atzilut, and the Partsufim of Zon de Atzilut. Because in Ak and in Gar, each one has a hold in all the 10 Sefirot. Therefore, it clothes all the goof of the upper, from the Pe and below. But Zon have no hold in all the ten Sefirot of Rosh De'Abba Ve'ima, but only Tanhi de Rosh De'Abba Ve'ima. Because in Chabad Chagat De'Abba Ve'ima, they have no share. There, the Hasidim are covered. Therefore, the b'china of above downwards of Abba Ve'ima that the Zon clothes does not clothe all the guf of Abba Ve'ima, but only from the chazeh below, chazeh and downwards. Meaning to the same extent that he holds to the rosh of Abba Ve'ima, so does he clothe their guf. And therefore, the bottom third of Tiferet De'ima is Keter de Zeranpin.
Let's start with Kuf Lamed Aleph. Why does the Malchut, why is it developed only by the Zeranpin?
Why does the Malchut grow only through the Zeranpin? Again, question 131. Why does the Malchut only grow through Zeranpin? Answer. A degree can only receive from her upper adjacent, and Zeranpin is the upper of Malchut. Therefore, she can only receive from Zeranpin.
Called Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zeranpin, regarding the Nukva. Sure, we don't attain higher degrees. So, this is how we relate to him.
132. Question 132. Why, before the Malchut grows, the first nine are incorporated in Zeranpin? Again, why, before the growth of Malchut, the first nine are incorporated in Zeranpin? Answer. In the Ibur of the Gadlut of Zeranpin, that raises his Achap with him to Abba Ve'ima, Galgalta Ve'enayim of Malchut, too, is attached to Achap de Zeranpin. And she is discerned to her first man. Therefore, in this Ibur, 2 degrees of ten Sefirot elicit. The first is over his man, the second is over the man de Nukva. And since the Nukva is unworthy of receiving her 10 Sefirot degree there, being the upper's upper, therefore, the Zeranpin receives her degree as a deposit. As the verse goes that the elder takes twice. And after that, when Zeranpin comes down and comes to his place, he returns her ten degrees that he received for her. Bit by bit, 1 degree at a time. Turns out that until Malchut receives her deposit from Zeranpin, her 10 degrees are still incorporated in Zeranpin. This means that before Malchut grows, her 9 Sefirot are incorporated in Zeranpin.
Continue.
Question 133. Why is the purpose of the diminution of Malchut is no less than a point, a dot, under Yesod de Zeranpin? Again, why is the essence of the diminution of Malchut is no less than one dot under Yesod de Zeranpin? Answer. In the shattering of the vessels of Nikudim, the Kelim de Panim and the Kelim de Cho are sorted out there, because the 7 Melachim that came out in Katnud de Nikudim by the Istaklut HaNaim Ba'achap, which are the Kelim Chabad Chagat until the Chazeh, that are discerned to Chagat Nei from the relation of lights, they are discerned to be Kelim de Panim, and they also discern to their essence there, because all of them emerged above the Parsa. And they are atzilut from the root. And the prinat of kelim from chazeh below, chazeh downwards, that received no light during the katnut, because when the lower hay in the einayim came out of atzilut and diminished to biya below the palsa, rather only the time of gadlut and nikudim by the man of the vav and nekuda in the of yesod ak be'abba ve'imat in nikudim.
The Rishimot Dalet Gimel,
I came back and connected to the seven melachim. Therefore, these seven melachim, they are spread to Biyah as well until the point of this world.
And broke.
They are called Kelim Dachoaim Denikudim. The difference between them is tremendous. Because the Kelim Dachoaim, the root is completely in Atzilut. Therefore, they didn't have to break at all. And their whole shattering was because they connected at the time of the Gadlut with the Kelim Dachoaim to one Patsuf. And these Kelim have been diminished already to be in Biyah. Therefore, the Kelim Depanim broke as well. Therefore, at the time of correction in Olam Atzilut, once the Kelim Depanim returned and sorted out, have been sorted out from their mixture with the Kelim Dachoaim, and they rose and they were corrected in Atzilut as before, at the time of Katnut Nikudim, no diminution will occur in them anymore. Because this matter that occurred in Nikudim, meaning the Parsa that was revoked under the Atzilut, and the seven Melachim that spread to Biyah, will not occur in Atzilut. Because here, the Parsa was established in a permanent way, and it will not be cancelled even when the Mochin de Gadlut comes, as we know. Therefore, they permanently remain in Atzilut. And they are the degree of Chagat Nehi de Zeranpin that will never have a diminution. And the point that is under the Yesod de Zeranpin is Prinat Nukva de Zeranpin. In her too, no diminution will occur, because she too is the Prinat Nekuda de Panim, meaning Malchut of Kelim de Panim. Therefore, this root of hers will always stay in Zeranpin. And it is known that from the relation between the Kelim, this point is discerned to be under the Chazed de Zeranpin. Because from the relation between the Kelim, the Vak is discerned, which are Chabad, Chagat, until the Chazed. And the point of Chazeh is the root of Nukva. However, from the relation of the lights, when the Vak are discerned to be Chagat Nei, that point is discerned, and it is under the Yesod.
Okay, so from here we can somewhat understand why does the Malchut remain as a Nekuda and doesn't disappear, because her root, one way or another, is from the Kelim of Ashpa, coming from the Creator. Yes, Chaim.
Rav, if I may ask about the previous part, we're talking about the man that rises from the Malchut and the man that rises from Zeranpin. And then they get to the same point. What's the differences between these two kinds of man, please?
I can't say. Man that reaches Zeranpin, Zeranpin asks for the power to bestow. He doesn't have to correct himself. All of his kelim are corrected. He never broke. The Malchut broke. She has to raise her kelim above the Parsa. And the Zeranpin, he is entirely willing to bestow. Just he needs the chisaron from the Malchut. They're very different. The Zeranpin, he's the bestower. He's complete. He has no problem. Only he's in Katlut or in Gadlut in different forms in accordance with the Malchut. The Malchut, she's problematic. All of her kelim are broken, are beneath. And she has to elevate them one by one. Scrutinize them, elevate them, sort them, connect them, ask for their correction, and this is how she begins to equalize with the Zeranpin. So we have to understand, what exactly, how could it be that the Malchut dares be in Kitrug, to accuse, so to speak, that she as if wants to be in the same Keter as the Zeranpin, even though that she was completely revived. Oh, we'll scrutinize these matters. It's always this way in the corrections, that the more kelim, the more corrupted the kelim that you raise, the more important you are.
Beyond this mechanical aspect that you explained, the man is a correction, request for correction. And the Zeranpin interprets it differently, the same request he received from the Nukva. He changes it, it's interpreted differently.
You're talking about the man of Zeranpin and now man of Nukva?
Yes.
Man of Zeranpin is a man that he needs in order to be, as it says, the Bachor Mekabel Pishtaim, and then he gives to the Nukva, meaning he has a chisaron that he feels only if the Malkut raises her man to him. He doesn't raise man to Ima himself.
No, she rose the Nukva. She rose man. A request. X. Now Zeranpin raises the same X or something else?
No, how's that possible?
That's a question.
No. He raises her man that exists in his man. That's how it is. Mom goes to the shop to buy baby food for the baby. So she doesn't need baby food, but he demands baby food. She goes with his chisaron to the shop, gets it there, and passes it on to him. Meaning the mal of Malchut is dressed in the Zeranpin. The Zeranpin receives it, and on that he builds his man.
Why do we need Zeranpin at all? Why can't she go straight to Ima, Ve'aba, or Ima?
She has no connection. No connection. Malchut, she's entirely built from the Zeranpin, from his rib, the Tiferet of Zeranpin. That's where her connection is, her Keter. She doesn't reach, she doesn't achieve or attain more than the Tiferet of Zeranpin. And there she can connect to Ima. We'll learn these things. They're pretty complex. They're not simple. We have to see that, you know, it's like in a family. There are plenty and plenty of different details. Okay. I think that... Yes, Alan, what?
Something more general. We were talking about the kitrug, the accusations was because of the situm chasadim, and then she diminished herself to buy chasadim so she can reach one keter with Zeranpin in general. Now, here he writes in the end of item 6 and in the question 133 we read in the morning, when will they be in one keter? Only when the Malchut Deradla will be revealed and the Binyan returns to Rosh Deranpin, as if it's about Chochmah, not Chasadim. So I'm not. Yeah, as if you need bigger Kelim if the correction is Chasadim?
Yes, there is need for greater Kelim because the Malchut, she doesn't just simply accuse the connection with the kelim of the upper, but her kelim, meaning that she, why can't she raise her chisaron to the upper and for her to also be in the role of Zeranpin? This is actually what she wants. This is her accusation. And why is this good? Why is this good? Because she has to feel Zeranpin's role. She has to want to be in his place. She herself has to connect to Ima for her to have all of the corrections of Ima. And Zeranpin will only be as a transition. And this is eventually how it is. This is how it's going to be at the end of correction. The two melachim will use one keter, but even though that it's one keter, certainly all the corrections go through the Zeranpin and the reception of the light. It is as if she receives directly from the Ima. These are the two great lights. Well, we have to yet talk a lot about them. So, Yeah.
Isn't that what the Creator wants, that we'll want to be like Him? That request of Malchut, that in the end He tells her to go lower herself. Why is that answer?
There's something about it. You can say so. There are other details, but